This program provides education, not advice. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ.
Now for all you co-eds who wish to become scholars, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
It's January 18th, and I'm Rick Edelman, Mr. Know-It-All. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. Yesterday, I told you that real estate prices are going to fall this year by a lot, 10 or 20% or more in some markets. I've gotten a lot of questions asking me why I said that. Well, here's why. It's all about home affordability. You can't buy a house unless you can afford to buy a house. I mean, you might not be able to afford a candy bar, but no one stops you from buying it. If you don't have the cash in your pocket, you just use a credit card. But if you want to buy a house, you need tens of thousands of dollars in cash just for the down payment, and then you've got to qualify for the mortgage. So here are the numbers. If you want to buy the average U.S. home today, based on today's mortgage rates, the average household in America would spend 30% of their income on their mortgage. Can the average household afford that? Zillow calls the situation bleak. Now, just to put this in perspective, from 2005 through 2021, the typical household only had to spend 23% of their income on mortgage payments. Now it's 30%. That's 30% more than before. Oh, by the way, are all these percentages confusing you? If you had to spend 23% before and you've got to spend 30% now, that's 7 percentage points more. But 30% is 30% more than 23%. You following this? I know, Americans are terrible at percentages. But anyway, for the average house to be as affordable for the average family as it was in 2005, the price of the house today would have to fall by 25%.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am. The typical house today is worth about $360,000. So we're talking about a drop in price of 90 grand. Now, it's not like this everywhere. In some cities, housing prices have already collapsed. In Baltimore, home prices would only have to fall 4% to get back to being affordable. But in Dallas, they'd have to fall 38%. All of this is because the Fed raised rates 5 times last year, and houses kept rising in price anyway. The result is that the typical mortgage payment today is 55% higher than it was 1 year ago.
For your information, the interest rate alone for the first 5 years comes to $95,000.
You're not going to lose the house. Everybody has 3 mortgages nowadays.
When houses are not affordable, people don't buy. And that means sellers have to lower their prices. According to the National Association of Realtors, 20% of the houses that are for sale right now, sellers have lowered their prices in the last month. That's a record decline. So, like I said yesterday, prices are going to fall further, maybe a lot further, as the recession kicks in. So, if you're a seller, sell now. Lower your asking price and take the offer you get. If you're a buyer and you can wait, then wait. Offer less than what the seller's asking, but don't be silly about it. Be reasonable. Prices need to come down 5 or 10 or 15 or 20%, not 50%. Also, I talked about crypto yesterday, and here's how real estate and crypto are merging. Somebody just sold a house for $175,000 using NFTs, non-fungible tokens. The house was titled as an LLC, a limited liability company, with the ownership linked to Home on Chain. That's an NFT company on the Ethereum blockchain. The buyer took their cash. They converted it to the USDC stablecoin, and financing was provided by the Tether protocol. The transaction occurred instantly for a total fee of 3%. there are houses from Florida to Utah being bought and sold via crypto. Within 10 years, blockchain technology will completely disrupt the traditional real estate brokerage industry. You need to learn about crypto because it's revolutionizing commerce on a global scale. And to learn about it, read my number one national bestseller, The Truth About Crypto. In fact, the Next Big Idea Club just named The Truth About Crypto the number two top finance book of 2022. They wrote, featuring the prophetic insights you'd expect from such an acclaimed financial advisor, The Truth About Crypto is fun to read and easy to understand, and most importantly, gives readers the sound, practical advice we all need to succeed with this new asset class. So I encourage you to get a copy of my book, The Truth About Crypto. I'm Rick Edelman. See you tomorrow.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. With volatile fuel prices and growing concern about the environment, consumers are embracing alternatives. Should your portfolio do the same? At Global X ETFs, we specialize in investments that look beyond household names, providing access to companies in emerging areas like electric vehicles and lithium battery production. So whether you're interested in EVs, hydrogen fuel cells, or another green technology, there is a world of opportunity to explore. Visit globalxetfs.com to learn more.
Making the complex simple. Insights you can only get right here.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.